Nearly 7 decades after a segregated United States Army unit made up of volunteers from the island of Puerto Rico was replaced, dignitaries from Connecticut and Puerto Rico came together in New Britain this weekend to honor the Berean Kinnears. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, a monument has been built in the city to commemorate the service of these soldiers.
The Berean Kinnears fought alongside other American soldiers in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. Senator Richard Blumenthal said it was about time to honor the unit that fought foreign enemies while facing discrimination at home.
This Congressional Gold Medal is only a token of what this nation owes to these brave men. They are leaving us. They're in their 80s and 90s. We're lucky to have the ones who have survived. They should be an example for us of what patriotism means and what we owe our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico.
Citations and congressional gold medals were presented to living Berean Kinnears and also to loved ones of those that have passed. Blumenthal was there to present a congressional gold medal to the family of Manuel Jimenez. He served in World War I and died in 1966. Susan Mosier, one of Jimenez's daughters, accepted the gold medal on his behalf.
I'm sure my father would be so proud because he had no idea how important his service was. He just served.
Jimenez moved from Puerto Rico to Manhattan in 1924. That's where Susan was born. Jimenez himself never lived in Connecticut, but his daughter now does. This might not have happened for the Jimenez family had Susan not done some research on her father's service a couple years back.
I realized that my dad was in the 65th Infantry, and I contacted them, and then it started from there.
New Britain's Latino Coalition then reached out to Susan when they were planning this event to let her know her dad would be honored. In a week, Celestino Cordova will be 89. He served for the Berean Kinnears in Korea over 60 years ago. He's excited because he's lived to see a day where his unit is honored for their service.
And some of the new generation doesn't know the history of even the Puerto Rico and the history of America. So we are happy that we can have a monument like this so that we can be able to translate, and people doesn't know, they can ask questions and we can answer.
Let this monument.
The governor of Puerto Rico spoke at the event. Ricardo Rosello called on Puerto Ricans from our state to remember the service of the soldiers and to pay tribute to them by taking care of those who were affected by Hurricane Maria.
Every time we pass this monument, let's ask ourselves, what are we doing today to make those that came before us proud of the things we're doing to make America and Puerto Rico a better place? I can tell you that I am fully committed to making sure that those of us that live in the island after this devastating event get a fair share, get equal treatment.
New Britain's memorial dedicated to the Berean Kinnears is the largest outside of Puerto Rico. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.